Here we go.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as Put it down there. Spike on the Mic. And we are coming at you from our R, our U, our R, and our C, which is called our Undisclosed Remote Central, where I'm here, they're there, and you are where you are, and we're glad that you're here. So it's 7 o'clock on Monday is when we do what we normally do. So let me introduce what we like to call the resistance fighters on the Spike on the Mic Show. As I said, putting his visual eardrum, ears through your eardrums, we have the man putting it out there like known as PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Derek Chauvin to a really weak alibi.
Yeah, he might be in some, I remember the Rodney King thing, so you never know what could happen. And the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, that we're here for one reason and one reason only. Where is he? Oh, there he is. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's looking forward to a really great show with a lot of great topics.
You are.
He never stops kissing it, does he?
Really. Speaking of kissing it, this is the man who likes to haul gas around all the time. He is the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm kind of I'm sticking like I'm kind of confused because the voice said he's looking for a good show with good topics. One of us is on the wrong show.
Somebody in the wrong spot.
This is Spike on the Mic, isn't it?
Listen to him, Gas. He knows he's a man of wisdom. He is what? And backed by popular demand, she is still lifting cars and houses and everything. This is the lovely, the talented Tiffany, who's on mute. She's still laughing about that.
She's laughing about
the voice. He's like waving me down and telling me to unmute.
you get in trouble.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Oh, how the worm has turned. Because I remember the good old days when the Voice of Reason will never remember to turn this thing
on. Yeah, I know.
He has some
We're
new
all
eyes
waving
on.
At him and holding up signs and stuff. Yeah.
He has new eyes on. He's thinking
ruler to remind him.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said he should just lift his ruler now to remind him.
Serious. Actually, during the show prep, we had to remind him to tighten up his ruler because it wasn't in his normal spot and we couldn't hardly hear him during the pregame show. But in case you're wondering, there are two other people out on assignment. I have Billy, she's out with pneumonia, and William Smots. I think he's stuck in Oral Roberts territory.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he's out there with them praying hands. I think he's back, but I know he was venturing out there to go to Oral Roberts and do some things. So he also will not be with us to enlighten us with his wisdom and expertise. But ladies and gentlemen, the show must go on. We will fight through the pain.
Yes.
With the main five we got right here. Yeah, five. So we'll keep it going. And because this is the only road show trip where we pick up hitchhikers. And we let them drive. You know why? Because you can call the number 813-699-3900.
Ooh, yes.
813-699-3900. We'll let you drive the show because we are the number one caller-driven show. And while you are driving the show, we will do one thing. We will talk about three things.
What three things do you think?
The past, the present, and the future.
Tiffany That's never right. dances, you know?
We all already in shape. She works out every freaking 6 or 7 days.
I know, but that's not the same as dancing.
She's too tired to dance.
I dance in my mind.
That's all. But listen, Tiff, we want you for your mind anyway.
Exactly. Someone's got to use it.
Wait a minute. Period. We don't want you for your body. We want you for your mind. It's 2011. 2020, so we can do
that. Wow. Okay. And you just said it.
Y'all don't want my mind.
Yeah.
No. 2011.
2011. No, it's okay. See, now you're confusing me.
No, we didn't confuse you. You said 2011 without any instigation by us.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
Like when you go on, you know, people donate their brains, athletes donate their brains for CTE.
Yeah,
you can donate yours to science fiction. When you
probably say, why, huh?
Donate to science fiction. I like that.
Can you imagine the shock and awe that they will experience when they open up this cranium?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, hello, hello.
Really? How is he so smooth and debonair?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's little empty, no fat in the head.
Yeah.
My head, little.
Just saying, Lake City, he's smooth and deboner.
Yeah.
wait, what?
Smooth and deboner.
In Lake City, they don't say debonair. They say a smooth and deboner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because we couldn't spell the other one.
You can't even say it.
Speaking of boning, I was boning this afternoon.
Oh, were you?
Oh, God.
Hey. Yeah.
How is Alice doing?
Hey, you want to dump that?
I baked a ham. I baked a ham and I cut it up into pieces and.
Oh, you took the bone out.
Slicing size, yeah.
You deboned your ham.
Yeah.
I'm glad you cleared it up.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, man, good job, Steve. Way to go.
Yeah.
So you boned okay?
Yeah. I used a fillet knife. I have a boning knife someplace, but I couldn't find it.
All right.
I just used a fillet knife and kind of cut around it.
Sure, yeah.
Pulled it out of there.
Okay. He has risen. Oh, God. Has risen.
Y'all are like 13-year-old kids. Come on now. Jeez. All right. So, while we
bone and pulled out. Wow.
Yes.
Way to go.
This would be a great time, PW, for us to, I think, to just talk to our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
I don't know what to say about race fans. The race got delayed by at least a day. It may be going on right now, so I don't know how he's doing.
Oh, okay. Well, then stay tuned, free fried pickle lovers.
Well, just order the fried pickles, and maybe you won't have to pay for it.
No, that'd be
cancel it if you do.
Yeah.
But you can't send them back.
No. You could just pay for them then. They're not expensive.
Yeah. Well, okay. But if everybody orders the pickles and send them back, then that price will add up. So, speaking of which, we got all our housekeeping out of the way, right?
No. I don't know.
Why did I ask that question? You just do it.
Yeah,
so.
Don't ask me. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
You're only the host.
But the next thing you want to do, because, you know, I'll keep saying this. People say our introduction is forever, but it's what we do. It's called, that's what the show is about.
Yeah.
So one thing I like to do every time I do a show is introduce a cow chip. And a cow chip is something that it entertains and it educates. Some are very, very different in nature, and some are just like good to knows.
Sure, oh, yeah, good to knows.
This is an good to know. And it sounds for me, so I may have used this one, but act like you heard it for the first time. If you don't have a plunger, a toilet plunger, and you're in the bathroom and you happen to clog up the toilet, what do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Wire hanger.
Call Steve.
Wire hanger.
Wire hanger.
What do you do with the residue on the hanger after that?
Oh, you just throw that hanger away.
You just wipe it and then you dump it.
You twist the hanger back together? No. What you do?
Only if it's borrowed.
So, before I give this antidote, let me go ahead and do the antidote. What you do is you pour soap, dishwashing soap, and some hot water into the toilet and let it stand for a little while, and it will lubricate the stuff in there, and then you should be able to flush it. But that's a great cow chip. But before we finish up this cow chip, what's a girl named? Tiffany.
Wow. Tiffany, yeah.
Yeah, Tiffany.
Tiffany was close. But Tiffany is correct.
You have hangers in your bathroom?
Oh.
Well, my right past my closet, yeah. You just get up, use a wet one really quick, clean yourself. Then you go in the closet, you find a wire hanger, you untwist it, and you do the work, and then it's done.
Yeah.
Really easy.
Her cow chip is a little different than mine, because mine was just like, you don't have to leave the bathroom, just pour some soapy water down there. But I guess in my cow chip,
do you have Dawn soap in your bathroom?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
And is the sink right there?
Yeah, you keep doing
so. Are you going to the bathroom in the kitchen, or are you washing dishes in the bathroom? That's the question.
The garbage disposal? Are you lubing that up?
Hey, so y'all just
is that where you go in the garbage disposal?
We know Steve uses a ruler when he needs to, you know, bust things up.
So y'all just poo-pooing.
I never need to bust anything up for sure.
No, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, those little nuggets.
No.
Or what you could do is actually flush when you start going, and then nothing clogged.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, but what if you're at a friend's house?
You flush while you start going.
Yeah.
Everybody's toilet flushes.
Yeah, you just flush constantly.
So
I'm not allowed to drop heat at my friend's house. That's how bad it is. I gotta go to the convenience store.
Man. Oh, that's awful.
My buddy, like I said, he is not to do that in his house ever again. So I can't go.
Well, this cow chip will help you in your bathroom. And if you have clogged things up, you can do soap water, or you can do a wire hanger. Brought to you by Tiffany.
Ouch.
Hey, well, let's keep it moving now we've got a cow chip. We also have to introduce and educate you guys with the big A word of the day. All right, so I'm going to play the big A word of the day, because I like to educate the resistance fighters and the audience listening audience. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the word three times. So I'm asking resistance fighters to shut it as I play the thing three times, so that everyone can hear it clearly, and then we will be educated. Here is the big A word of the day.
Diffident. Diffident. Diffident.
All right. Normally, I ask a resistance fighter, do you guys know what that big A word of the day is? PW.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Voice of Reason?
It's someone who protests a lot.
It did sound like he had a lisp, didn't it? Yeah.
No, I know. Answer, do you know what it is, yes or no? Because you yes. know why.
Say yes.
Yeah.
I'm
yes
going to say no. No, I don't.
Okay. Oh. Tiffany, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Hey, no, because I don't even know what he's saying.
Okay. And Gas Man, what do you say?
Yes, I know what it means. And it's also the title of a great song by Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Diffident. Diffident.
Yeah, it does sound like you're saying diffident. Diffident.
Well, the word of the day is diffident, and we will reveal what
diffident?
The word is. What the word
diffident?
Is. Yeah.
Would you spell the word of the day for us, please?
Yes, that is diffident.
All right.
Can you use it diffident? In a sentence?
No, because then
I don't know what that means.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Oh, that's like, so just because now you got me curious. What you thought you was hearing?
I thought you were. I was hearing dissident.
Dissident. Okay. And Gasman, what you thought you was hearing?
Dissident.
Yeah.
And what's your name? Voice of Reason?
I thought it was somebody who protests a lot.
Yeah. He thought it was dissident, but with a dissident. Yeah.
And Tiffany, you couldn't even hear the dang thing, right?
I don't know if it was F, S, V, T. No.
Yeah. God. Y'all killing me. I'm soar with eagles when I'm trying to fly like an eagle.
So instead diffident. Of
having the computer say it.
Infinite.
Yeah, that's because it's clear. They most likely don't get it righter than me.
Yeah, well, writer, that's true. Yeah definitely righter than Spike. Yeah.
It's the other thing to use to clean your dentures.
But yeah, diffident. Yeah.
How do you come up with these?
What do you say, Till?
How do you come up with these words?
As I'm traveling my byways and words, I come across people who say a word, and I say, ooh, and I look it up.
Oh, so you know how to say it. If you've heard somebody say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, diffident.
When you brush your teeth with diffident. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the toothpaste. All right, so there. The word of the day is...
All right.
The word of the day is...
Diffident.
Diffident. There we go.
All right, so now at the end of the show, you'll reveal what diffident means.
Yes.
He diffidently will.
Oh.
You are dying to do that lisp, ain't you, there, voice?
Yeah.
He most diffidently will.
Yeah. All right. All right, so now what we do, ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to talk about the three things, we also have to give you topics. So let's do topic changing music.
My word. Do you think we can begin with an actual topic? Let's see. On the Spike and Mike.
Okay, I like to call this topic here. Nope, not gonna fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick again.
Nope, not gonna fall for the banana if in the mid-bible ship again.
Anyway, I gotta fix my microphone because if that's what you heard.
Not gonna fall for the banana.
Hold on a second. Y'all didn't hear that, did y'all?
Well,
yeah,
we did. That's why I repeated it so exactly.
Let me say what the topic title is.
Yes.
Nope. I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick again.
Nope. I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick again.
Right.
Huh. Well, this is going to be a good one.
I love you, boy. Why y'all can be more like him?
Yeah. Oh, because, you know, we're more intelligent. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, it's hard to believe that it's been a year and a half since Popeyes released that great chicken sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I still haven't had one.
You know, the one that caused the stores to sell out nationwide and people to line up and people. I think someone actually got killed for that doggone thing.
I think so. Yeah.
Fights breaking out.
And blind.
Somebody got blinded by it?
Oh,
look at
yeah.
the voice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me say, I have had one, and it wasn't really dealing up to the hype. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't, you know?
You know,
it looks like the voice is watching us in 3D.
Yes, these are 3D glasses.
That's what it looked like, yeah.
You look so vivid.
Thank you.
Well, with the chicken sandwich craze that Popeyes did, all the other fast food restaurants saying, well, we have our own, too. We want to do ours own. But Burger King has tried to come up with this great marketing plan to, because they're going to come up with their own chicken sandwich. So they've been working handedly, diligently, not so secretly, on their hand-breaded sandwich that's going to be released very soon. And here's their marketing plan is they say the reason we haven't given out the chicken sandwich now is because they can't get a hold of what? And I ask you, they can't get a hold of what, PW?
Chicken.
Good guess. Gas man?
Breading.
Breading. Boyce?
Hands.
Tiffany. Burger King.
They're holding the what?
They can't release their chicken sandwiches yet because they're having a shortage of what? Getting a hold of what?
They're hand-breaded chicken.
Yeah. I know. And I think because there's plenty of chicken.
Sure.
Maybe. I'm just going to say something that, like, maybe the flour or something.
The flour. No, well, listen, that's all, these are all great guesses, but
wait,
no.
Wait. Mark didn't guess.
He did. He said breading. Breading.
He said breading?
Yeah.
I mustn't have been watching.
Burger King marketing and chief executive officer in the North America area, Ellie Dottie, says that we're having such a hard time getting out these delicious hand-breaded chicken sandwiches to the customers because we can't get enough pickles.
Pickles.
Now, that is their ploy to make this thing seem so rare and hard to find, because they actually said, we have enough pickles for our Whoppers.
Right.
But these are some very special, crunchier, zestier pickles. They're bigger. And because of the pandemic, there's been a shortage of glass jars to deliver these pickles to our stores.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
of course.
A shortage of hot packaging and everything. That's why a lot of things can't even make it over here. And if they do make it over here, most of those things are going through California, and they're so slow when one person through these distribution people, like FedEx, it takes forever for it to get out.
Okay, so you're falling for this, the weak Jedi man game, pickle in the jar and the banana and tailpipe, because listen, one of the things you said, we have the pickles for our Whoppers and hamburgers. So,
yeah.
Like, if they got pickles for the others. Say again?
Have you seen those pickles? They're like ran over by vehicles and then they're shoved up.
Yeah, it seems like there's always a hole in the middle.
I said it was a zestier, crunchier pickle, too. Those are different pickles than the Whopper pickles.
With the spikes protein in them. Yeah.
They're probably coming from Chile.
You start that. Wait a minute. It was a joke about Chile last time, wasn't it?
Yeah, you laughing every time somebody said Chile.
These pickles have to be kept in glass jars. They're that special. They can't come in plastic jars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sending over another virus. It's okay.
So y'all gonna fall for it. So when Burger King releases their delicious hand-breaded chicken sandwich, not to be outdone by Popeyes, they're going to say these are hard to get because they have better pickles.
Oh man, I can hardly wait. It's going to be great.
Chick-fil-A? Nobody can beat Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, no one can. I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, exactly. Heard the woman, heard the little Tiffany in the back. That's what it's saying. But they're trying to come up with this little marketing gimmick, and it sounds as though they got Tiffany in the boat. And the Voice of Reason already in the boat.
I can hardly wait.
But anyways, I don't go to Burger King. They're gross.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I can't go to Burger King.
You just get out of the... Oh, that's right. You got a foreign thing about them, right?
Yeah, they became Canadian, so they didn't have to pay American taxes.
But here's the thing. Burger King has always had a chicken.
Shut up, Spike.
What'd you say, Gas?
Burger King has always had a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, didn't they have like a crispy one?
Yeah, it's like on a elongated, what do you call it, like a sub bun. But they've always had a chicken sandwich. Not like a hamburger bun, but like a sub bun.
Yeah, like a hoagie.
And one time, yeah, a hoagie bun. Thank you. And one time they had a regular, they had an Italian, and they had they had three different kinds. You get different sauces on it. But they've always had a chicken sandwich.
The thing is,
amazing.
That, is that everybody, every fast food place has always had some type of chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But Chick-fil-A has ultimately created the best Southern flavored chicken sandwich that there is. And everybody tries to recreate them. That's what
the
this is.
The chicken sandwich, baby. The chicken sandwich.
You can't. I mean, Popeyes is in its own like market, and Chick-fil-A is in its own market. Other than those two, but, you can't top them.
But market, not I mean, but Chick-fil-A, not Chick-fil-A, Popeyes always had a chicken sandwich, didn't they? When they first opened up a long time ago, they always had chicken sandwich, but they did something to make everybody go crazy over it.
It made it better.
They are crazy.
Yeah. And so that's what Burger King is doing. Burger King saying, ooh, we got these special pickles that we can't get.
Yeah.
So these are going to be the golden chicken sandwiches. And when they release them, and I don't know, they didn't say the date because they're all back ordering whole, waiting on the pickle.
Trust me, nobody's going to be going there for the pickle.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be a special
pickle. I got a golden
pickle.
Chicken. I got a golden chicken.
But
I have to go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
A conversation to grow more customers, because that's what they really can't find is customers.
Good idea.
Can you imagine the in the R&D room, the marketing in the department, marketing in whatever the D for distribution room? And they say, we got to come up with some kind of gimmick for our chicken sandwich.
Research and development.
Yeah, let's grill the customers.
But the guy or girl that suggested, let's tell them we have trouble with our pickles.
Yeah.
Somebody said, yeah. But yeah. Although Tiffany believes that it's.
I believe anything that has to do with any type of packaging or whatever right now. I think that could have a huge why and reason to do with any company or whatever. But I also believe Burger King is not as popular as all the other fast food chains. So they need to come up with something.
Right.
It could be some type of shipping thing, but it also mainly is because they need more.
Really? So
couldn't even say it without laughing.
I went to Chick-fil-A the other night, 8 p.m. and it was like it was noon on a Saturday, three lanes wide. It's crazy. And I'm sure if you ever went to a Burger King, there's nobody in
the line. Serious. Yeah. But I'm not a fan of Chick-fil-A. I love their waffle fries.
Oh yes,
that was
yeah, it. They're delicious.
But their chicken sandwich is basically bread, chicken, and a pickle, isn't it?
They have a spicy
and the
one.
The chicken is marinated, man. Yeah. Marinated in that chicken? Oh, my God. It's one of a kind.
I actually buy these nuggets. They taste like Chick-fil-A. They're called Southern Style Chicken Nuggets. You can get them at Costco.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my gosh. They're so good. They're the next best.
But can you cook them like Chick-fil-A? Because that's the difference.
Yeah, I put them in the air fryer.
Okay. Let me. This is a separate soapbox I'm going to get on.
All right.
Oh, God.
There's no such thing as an air fryer. You can't fry in the air. You got to have oil. That you put
No,
them in
I
toaster.
Don't put anything in there.
It doesn't fry. It's you put them in a toaster.
No, I don't.
Okay. Scientifically impossible.
Yeah. I agree with Spike. That's not really frying, you know, when you're just blowing hot air on stuff. You know.
So,
okay.
So. I'll see your guys' degrees, then I'll agree with you.
Ooh.
Damn, you're going to pull out the science on us. And the I got a thermometer.
Yeah.
What a thing called? I got a temperature taker.
It's called a thermometer.
Barometer.
No, when you take a temperature, they show you your degrees, right?
A barometer.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all. <y'all. laughs> Right. All right, so I got a general sense of that we're not going to go to Burger King when they release the chicken sandwich, right? Because we didn't go to.
I'll go.
You'll go?
Yeah.
And let us know.
And I'll report back.
Hey, you know what you should do? Really screw with them? Order extra pickles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a shortage of pickles.
On the bottom.
They'll be the Whopper pickles.
Yeah.
See, that's the mind-boggling thing to me. I can go there and order a Whopper with pickles.
Tons of pickles.
So the pickles that come for Whoppers don't come in the same supply that the pickles for the chicken sandwich will come in?
No, those are special chicken sandwich. Special.
Well, you just said that.
Yeah, you told us that.
Come on. Oh, my God. What's happening?
Wow.
Oh.
But you know that's a L-I-E-E. So that's not true.
Whoa.
You know, Gas, what are you? Never mind. Keep it going.
Yeah, he's getting himself a beverage.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and do the topic change of music.
You don't think there's enough topics until you hear another one about pickles.
All right. Speaking of California, I like to call this topic here, Vikings are probably not allowed in California.
Vikings are probably not allowed in California.
Right.
You know where else they're not allowed? In Tiger Woods' house, because that Viking woman beat his ass in his driveway.
Ooh.
Okay. Actually, I'm gonna stop a little earlier because I need something just came across my mind. I want to ask.
We're stopping the show?
No. Yeah. I mean, when I say what stuck with y'all earlier, I'm gonna do that a little earlier because I have a question I want to ask the resistance fighters to see if this is panning out. Okay, so Vikings are probably not allowed in California.
Right.
Voice Reason, you got some Viking in you, don't you?
Yeah, it kind of bothered me that a certain president claimed to be of Swedish descent when he wasn't.
Oh, okay, I don't remember what that is.
What president?
Yeah.
DJT, Donald J.
Oh, he did? He said he was Viking?
He told everybody he was Swedish.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well,
he's German, man.
To go along with that, there is a new bill that is being passed in the state of Maine.
Is Maine a state? State of Maine.
Yeah, Maine is a state, yes.
Okay. No, that's what's on a lion.
What? It's on a lion. Okay, no. In the state of Maine, there's a new law that is getting ready to pass that the Health and Human Services Committee will now allow you to be buried Viking style on a funeral pyre.
Yeah. 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 So you a pyre. It's pyre. Not a pyre. It's a pyre. And they put your body up on a big platform and they just burn you.
They just burn you. So they say it's legal in two locations, both of them in Colorado. But now Maine wants to do that. Now there's this nonprofit organization called Good Ground, Great Beyond. They hope to allow people to do this, to set you on fire at your funeral at these said locations. You have to have at least 20 acres of land, and this nonprofit organization is 63 acres of forest land that they want to allow you to come in there and do Viking style burials. Whereas the mission is to allow you to be burnt, to be Viking style funerals, and then they can say take your bodies and your ashes and do what you want to do with them. This thing says that Maine is the nation in the percentage of people who choose to be cremation over burials, I guess because of the cost. Now,
also, that's very rocky soil there.
Where's there in Maine?
Yeah, it's very rocky. A lot of stones.
Okay, and how does that pertain to anything?
Did you ever try to dig a hole through a bunch of rocks?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, for the burials.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See that you're giving me some knowledge. See, that is why he's here, POW. That's called the voice of reason. He on standby, and Tiffany too. But anyway, so the question to the resistance fighters. Would you sign off if they tried to do that here? If they said that now you can do Viking style fires, funerals, and burn them up. So I'll start out with you, Gas Man.
If it was to the wishes of the family and it was legal, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
You got no problem with it?
No, not at all.
Voice of reason.
I wouldn't do it. I think there's better ways to do it nowadays. They have these crematoriums, just really lots of hot air and stuff. And besides, a Viking funeral is when they put you on a boat.
And yeah.
And they light the boat on fire and kick, and it goes off into the water. That's a Viking funeral, not just burning somebody. And
it's not in land, yeah.
Oh, well.
They burn your ship. I do have an old boat I'd like to get rid of.
Let's go sink it. Let's go sink it and burn somebody.
Wait a minute. So
let's test it out.
It up and patch it up and use it for
so, a so Tiff, if they tried to pass that law down here in Florida.
Yeah, I don't care.
You sign
up on it? If somebody wants to be like signed off that way, let them. It's their choice. Who cares?
That's a good idea. I'll think about that, but
what does it matter to you if somebody else wants to have their funeral like that? Why and how would that affect your life?
I guess I'd have to say I want.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. That's the answer?
Yes.
Exactly.
Why does it? Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. But I'm wondering, why is it they're having problems passing this law then? Why don't just everybody just do it? Because only you can do it now in Colorado, and now they're trying to get it done in Maine. Is that because people are too uptight, or they scared that?
Yes.
You can't do that in California.
You just answered it. Mm. This whole entire world is too uptight.
Sorry. But what do you guys think? Do you think California would allow it, Voice?
Of course not.
No, probably not. California, come on. That sounds really
they allow everything.
They're a bunch of V's and P's.
Well, They have a lot of problems with fire out there.
Yeah.
Every winter, every time you turn around, they burn something burning up out there.
Yeah.
Right. So why not put a bunch of bodies out there?
They could be selling these things by the minute.
Yeah.
Well, if they could sell on a boat, maybe that'd be okay. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But they have a lot of trouble with fire out there.
Yeah, well, I guess the problem is they shouldn't call it Viking styles, huh? Because that's the only issue because there's Vikings, as you see, I said, they're out there in the water. So if they burning them in the on crates and stuff, what's that called? Burning them to the stake?
Grilling?
No, that was when they burn witches at the stake during the Salem witch trials. That's completely different.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah,
but what is that out in Vegas? There's like a fire festival, Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
Burning Man. Oh,
my God. Killing people.
That nothing to do with this.
Burning Man. Yeah, they don't actually burn people.
Oh, my God.
You're going to tell me the air fryer is not an air fryer? This is coming from you.
It's Burning Man Festival. It's Burning Man.
No.
If they were actually burning bodies, do you think this thing would be going on? What do you think? They just collect all these dead bodies and then just have one big funeral year?
Yeah. So,
you guys finished this sentence before I was
able to. That's a good idea.
And I know in Vegas, there's these festivals where they go out there and they had a giant fire.
Yes.
Do anybody know what it's called?
Burning Man.
So it is Burning Man.
It is Burning Man, yeah.
So it is. Okay, so
and it takes place out on the Bonneville salt flats out there, yeah.
Yeah, they throw a bunch of wood together and I think they built a man out of wood and burned it or something.
There you go. See, Tiffany, I ain't crazy, so I can take.
No, but it's not a funeral.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with a funeral.
Nobody died.
It's like an art festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some hippie thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, go out there and do that. They can do that instead of.
I'm not a hippie.
I'm talking about all these people, the people in Maine who wants to do this. I vote, as Tiffany said, if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. So I think the Maine legislation, they shouldn't have no problem with this. Go ahead and do it. But I'm okay with the idea. It said you have to have at least 20 acres of land. Can we all agree on that?
No.
Sure.
No.
Yeah,
you only need about 40 feet.
I think they should also be doing a proper Viking funeral because, like the voice was even saying, a proper Viking funeral is not on land.
Yeah, it's on
it's
a barge.
It's at sea. And the only reason I know is because that's what Tom wants.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Yes, and then supposedly the wife of the Viking is supposed to throw themselves off as well. And so they're done.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Okay.
Whoa, wait, hold on.
That makes it official.
Yes.
Oh, so let's deep back into this.
Let me take Billy's place real quick. Funeral pyres were thought to first come to use around 800 BC by the ancient Greeks. Funeral pyres continue to be used throughout history around the world, with some cultures continuing to use them today. Buddhist death rituals, Native American death rituals.
All right.
Originated by the Greeks in 800 BC.
Thank you, Billy.
So I don't know where the Viking funeral came from. That's different.
Well, that's what the article said. Viking, it said this, they said Maine may allow Vikings.
Is Gasman Googling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
He knew that top of his head. Come on.
He knows an awful lot of stuff off the top of his head.
He does, yeah.
About professional wrestling. That's about it.
Well, you knew about the sandwiches at Burger King.
That's true. Yeah.
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal.
He knew that there were three different kinds of chicken sandwiches.
No, you know what? You guys didn't know that for real?
No. You don't have any idea how amazing you are.
Oh, wow. I thought everybody knew that.
Yeah.
Wow. You're our Burger King Jesus.
That's going to be my name of my next album, Burger King
Burger
Jesus.
Burger King Jesus. Yeah. That's...
Going back to the last topic.
Okay. For what? Why?
Because if you talk about the gas man did not know the kind of bun it was on. So he doesn't know everything.
Well, he doesn't know everything, but he knows a lot of stuff.
Do you, Spike?
The kind of bun that the chicken sandwich is on?
On anything. At Burger King's menu.
Yeah, they all.
What kind of bun do I have?
Yeah. They air fried.
Those things, they can't air fry a damn bun.
Because it's not real. All right, so.
Okay. And neither is Burger King's meat.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to have to cut that.
Yeah, really.
Why do you mean? Yeah.
You have to edit
she didn't
out.
Say a bad word.
She was just joking.
She didn't say a bad word, though. I don't have to cut anything.
Right. So I guess now that Tiffany wants to play with Burger King's meat, the voice reason probably wants to debone it.
Very rarely did I ever find a bone in Burger King.
In a Burger King meat, yeah.
Only teeth. I'm so joking.
I'm a 13. You guys are 13. All right. So we going to go past the Viking style thing because everybody's okay with it. Although, listen, before we go, the reason I call it Viking style is because the article and Maine called it Viking style. So the only
I do. Yeah.
They don't have to have water.
Yeah, you had to say that.
Oh, this before we move on, I want to dive into this. So Tiff, Tom wants to be burnt like a Viking and put in the ship.
And it's like he's talked about it before. It's like talked about like tossed in sea or I don't even know. But yes, that's what it is.
No.
He knows the complete description.
Yeah, so, but he does agree that you have to jump in afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you agree to that?
He says it sarcastically, but.
So, you have,
I mean, heck, by then I might want to throw myself out there.
That's true. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
Hey. Burning Man Festival might actually be Burning Man. We might just go there.
Just walk into the fire. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, you guys are out there. All right, so let's go ahead and do topic change in music.
Oh my word! You thought Burning Man and all that sort of thing was good? Where do you hear this?
Hey. I like to call this topic here, I always love this cereal, right?
Oh, I always love this cereal, right?
What'd you say?
It sounds so good.
So, voice, did you say anything?
I didn't say anything, but I do have a favorite cereal.
Okay.
You do?
So, good segue. So, do you guys really consume cereal a lot?
Yes.
When I was a kid, yeah.
You eat it a lot? I don't eat cereal anymore. What's your cereal of choice, Tiff?
I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm. I love Frosted Mini Wheats, Fruity Pebbles, Oops All Berries, because I buy it for the daughter and I end up eating it.
For the daughter, yeah. I used to do that
too. Yeah, really, wink, wink.
But yeah, I eat cereal every night before bed.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. Voice, what's your favorite type of cereal?
You pick one of yours was it's the Frosted Mini Wheats.
They're so good.
Yeah, it's the texture, I think.
Yeah. But I have to get them like soaked in milk before I can take that first bite.
Milk
otherwise,
so
your teeth
important.
Are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Gas Man, you like cereals?
I would have to go with Raisin Bran, Kellogg's Raisin Bran.
Oh, that's good too.
And also the Special K with the strawberries in it. I love that.
That is good.
Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles, and occasionally Captain Crunch.
Wait a minute. So, and PW, what you?
I have to go back to the 50s, Sugar Pops. Roy Rogers really loved those.
Do they still make
the greatest cereal ever made? They used to make Frosted Rice Krispies. That was the best cereal ever, but they stopped making them because of too much sugar.
Do you guys remember Honey Smacks?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. It was Sugar Smacks, weren't they? Same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, when P-Dub said the sugar things, I just remembered the green box with the frog or something on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so all you guys who can still consume cereal, like y'all 13, do you guys keep the receipts from the cereal boxes from your groceries? So here's why. Grape Nuts, ladies and gentlemen. Grape Nuts has reclaimed its rightful place on the grocery shelves.
You say Grape Nuts?
Grape Nuts, yes.
Grape nuts.
Is that what a grape nuts?
Grape nuts.
Yes. Grape nuts have reclaimed its rightful place on the grocery shelves because of this, and this both with the pickle people, because of the pandemic, there was a shortage amount of material, packaging, transportation and deliveries of the grape nuts, and so there was a massive shortage, and people were buying other kinds of cereal, like you guys say y'all eat any and all kinds.
Talk about destroying your teeth. Have you tried to eat grape nuts? Good lord!
Yeah, it's like eating gravel.
Yeah,
it is. Grape nuts, the cereal that has neither grapes nor nuts in it. What they're doing is they are trying to award their loyal fans. So they saying that we know people are disappointed in during the consumption of during the pandemic. That's why we at Grape Nut will now give you money up to $110 per box. If you can
$110 per box.
They're looking for people to buy again.
The company is offering to reimburse anyone who paid $10 or more for a box of It says a box of grape nuts. November 1st and March 15th of 2021.
All right. When I was a kid, I used to eat grape nuts. But I would put like maybe half milk, half grape nuts, and then 3 or 4 pounds of sugar. And then it was just wonderful. Yeah.
So what they're trying to do is, as Tiff said, they're trying to either drum up customers or reimburse or pay their loyal customers, because the article, I didn't read it through, it said that we're offering to reimburse you anybody who paid what they figure is a high amount for grape nups.
Yeah.
$310
for grape nups.
Their loyal customers probably haven't existed since wood teeth were around.
Yeah.
Those things that bad?
Like, they're terrible. Who would invest and manufacture that again?
Have you ever tried to eat grape nuts, Spike? I mean, for real. It's, yeah.
No. Listen, I was a one cereal man.
Cheerios.
That was it. That was it.
Frosted Flakes was good. Frosted Flakes.
That was it. That did nothing.
I always like hurt my throat with those things. I get so excited to forget to chew all the way.
Yeah, you have to chew it first.
Yeah.
How does that?
It's like a mini blind in your throat, caught in your throat. It's like,
yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine swallowing Frosted Flakes.
You guys, how do you forget how to eat cereal?
No,
she was so excited.
She was so excited. So, like, tastes so good.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
It's
well.
The same with cat or Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They like stab the roof of your mouth.
Okay. Well, I was trying to get
you. If you want a delicious shot, when the time you go out, get a Cinnamon Toast Crunch shot.
Oh, no.
Delicious.
I've had that before. Those are dangerous.
No, no. Good.
I don't know. Voice, do you eat grape nuts?
Grape nuts? That sounds like a great name for a cereal.
Grape nuts.
Grape nuts. It's like
you eat grape nuts. When you sign a prenup, you have some grape nuts.
It's like the guy going on his honeymoon. They say, don't forget the nuptials. And he says, yeah, I'll pay attention to those.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Those are grape nuts.
As a
13. I can't.
As a 13. All right. So now what I was going to do. Great nuts, y'all. If you got a receipt, you get some money back because they want y'all to come back and be their loyal customers.
Oh, nice.
I like my teeth. I'll pass.
Never.
Do you have to eat them in order to get money?
Yeah, or at least pretend you ate them. Yeah.
Can you just buy a box and turn it in for the $180? Yeah. I mean, that's an investment.
That's how the stocks work, right?
Oh, whoops.
Nope, no topic changes. Oh. So what I wanted to do when I said stopping the show early, I wanted to just ask the resistance fighters.
Oh.
And I need you guys to think about this. When we do a topic, I give a topic to a topic. And that came out wrong. I give the title to the topic, right?
Right, yes. And I usually repeat it.
What did the banana thing have to do with anything?
That was my point. Do you guys have any idea how the topic I give relates to the actual topic?
Oh, they sure, never I do. Think about it.
Y'all just don't even pay attention. All right, so right quickly, I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick again.
Yeah, how did that relate?
Nobody has an idea. Gas man, you're usually smart with these kind of things.
That all of the stories you just read were not true?
No. Okay. No one had, okay, get PW?
Oh, well, you know, you put a banana in a tailpipe and it makes like an explosion. It goes like, bam, you know.
Oh,
it
really?
Blows it. Yeah.
You're supposed to do that with a potato, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Tiffany.
Oh.
So, okay, how about this one? Vikings are probably not allowed in California. I work hard on these topics. No,
that's not a good topic.
We had a topic with that name.
Yeah, I understand that one. Okay. I get that one.
Oh, okay. Explain it to us.
Well, it's California has lots of problems with fires.
There you go. See, he got that. But okay, how about this one?
But the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll explain that one.
Okay, pickles.
Yeah, it was at Burger King. What do people call? Popeyes, they tricked us and made us think the chicken sandwich was so good. They made everybody go crazy with chicken sandwich. Now, Burger King is trying to trick y'all with the pickles.
All right.
Okay.
What's like that got to do with a banana in a tailpipe?
It's a trick. If you know, don't trick again.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I've always been tricked by the banana in a tailpipe.
Bananas are fruits.
Yeah. I mean, why don't you make something up about a pickle instead of a banana?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. For example, pickles are actually cucumbers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you think about it.
All right, how about this one? This was definitely a dead giveaway.
All right.
I always like this cereal, right?
I always like this cereal, right?
Now, that topic there definitely is apropos of what the word is.
Oh, yeah.
We know it's about cereal, but... Yeah, I mean, we really know you don't even know what grape nuts are, so.
Yeah, grape nuts. I'm sorry. Nups great
on the banana in itself. The
great
nups.
Yes.
I mean, I gotta go to the voice. Voice, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Always.
Of course he does.
Yeah. He kisses your ass all the time.
He sucks those grape nuts out of you.
I just know that those were good topics. They're all three good topics. I'm having a lot
with the home run, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a lot of trouble with the banana, the tailpipe thing.
Tiffany,
he's not
going to
fit the banana in your tailpipe, though. Oh, like, yeah. He's not going that far.
Maybe a good title would have been Fool Me Once, Shame on You. Fool Me Twice, Shame, Shame on You.
Ooh, okay. All right. I was just wondering because the topic titles are just spot on to me.
I know, yeah. You work on them. I can tell you work on them.
To you.
And you mother truckers don't even get it.
Because I think you think about it too hard.
You do a pretty good job with it, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Overall. But overall, it seems to work.
Tiff, let me just say this real quick.
Steve, no, could you back your face right out of there? You know,
I don't think about it too hard. Right. Trust and believe. Don't think about it too hard. Because what happens, whatever pops, it has to pop. You know, when you're reading something, then...
Oh, yeah. It's popping.
Y'all 13. 13. Okay. That's gonna be the title of the show, 13. All right, so... Speaking of which, now is the time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to go around the room.
Oh, man.
Diffidently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good job, boys. So we have to give you ice before we go around the room and ask what's stuck with you.
Oh, yeah.
We have to tell you what this word is, and I'm going to play it three times again.
Diffident.
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 All right. Diffident. All right. So I went around and you guys gave me what y'all thought the word diffident means. It actually means, according to Merriam's and Webster.
Whoops.
Oh no. Don't end the show.
No. Whoops. You froze there for a second.
You froze. Just speak in English.
All right.
I did.
Yeah you did.
Speak in English.
Go ahead. Tell us what it means.
Maybe the dictionary people don't want me to use their name. It means hesitant in acting or speaking through lack of self-confidence.
Oh.
Diffident.
Diffident.
Right. Diffident.
So now you got, and distrustful too.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of wanted to say that, but.
Spike is never diffident.
But I wasn't sure.
Yeah, well, okay. But you had an idea though, right? So now we can go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, what stuck with you tonight? And I'll start out with you as always. PW, what stuck with you?
Great nups. Yeah. I've never had great nups before.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, man, what stuck with you?
Completely not related to the show, but was sticking with all of you guys. I'm working on a deal where I can be on the show every Monday night from now.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, what, you're going to get fired?
No. I'm working it out. Renegotiating my contract.
In grape nuts.
Yeah, investing in grape nuts.
Yeah.
So renegotiating my contract at work. So I'll let you guys know how it goes.
Ooh.
Yeah, make sure they give you a raise.
Yeah, really. Voice of reason.
What's
the more bananas in that pipe.
Y'all killing the topics.
Okay.
I don't do that anymore.
I'm going to go along with P-Dub and say great nups.
Yeah, great nups.
Nups. Did I ask you, Gas Man?
Yeah, he did.
Great nup. That stuck with me too. Great nup.
Oh, man. It's,
everybody. All
it's
right,
unanimous but almost.
Yeah, well, what stuck with you tonight?
The topics.
There you go. See, that's my girl. I love her.
All the topics.
All of them flat across the board. Your description of these topics makes absolutely no sense.
What?
But some...
They make no sense.
I
they make
love
no
you.
Sense. Bananas, but the topic is about pickles.
Yeah.
How about I like the cereal, right?
You like the cereal. You never had great nups.
Nups.
You said you only
nobody
like
ever had nups.
And y'all give a damn about the Vikings, huh?
Yes. Burn the mothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. I want to thank all my resistance fighters for here today and thank all the guys who aren't here. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for playing. And diffidence. Remember that, because there's going to be a test.
One day.
You don't laugh here.
Do y'all remember any other big ass words, biggie words for the day?
No, of course not.
You guys.
I think I remember tonight's.
What is it?
Diffident.
Five seconds.
Diffident.
Ladies and gentlemen, we out. One.